SRN News, I'm John Scott. Officials say an earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 4.8 shook the densely populated New York City metropolitan area.
Residents reported they felt rumbling across the northeast as the quake was centered in New Jersey, about 45 miles west of New York City and 50 miles north of Philadelphia. The New York City Fire Department says there are no initial reports of damage. Motorists in New York City blared their horns on shuddering streets. Meanwhile, people in Baltimore, Philadelphia, Connecticut, and other areas of the East Coast also reported shaking.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Meanwhile, severe weather moving across the Northeast.
A major spring storm is bringing snow, rain, and high winds to the Northeast. Chris Legro with the National Weather Service says it's the biggest April nor'easter to hit the region since 2020. Snow and ice made for dangerous travel conditions in northern New York and New England. The forecast called for 2 feet of snow and high winds gusting 50 to 60 miles per hour. WCVB caught up with Francis Tarasiewicz, a weather observer atop Mount Washington in New Hampshire.
The wind's right around 83 miles per hour. Gusting to around 100. So yeah, it's a pretty fierce morning out there. Nothing we're not used to, though, up here on the summit.
More than 680,000 power outages were reported. Dozens of regional flights were canceled, and flooding was reported in Revere, Massachusetts, where wind and high waves battered the seawall. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Israeli military has dismissed two officers and reprimanded three others for their roles in drone strikes in Gaza that killed the seven aid workers on a food delivery mission. The military said a retired general's investigation into the killings found the officers mishandled critical information and violated the Army's rules of engagement. It was not clear whether the punishment would reassure aid groups it was safe to resume operations. The Dow had 284 points, the Nasdaq adding 205. This is SRN News. A battle over suicide taking place in Canada.
An unnamed 27-year-old Calgary woman who suffers from autism has decided she wants to kill herself, and the Canadian government has agreed to help her. Despite the fact that autism is not fatal, the woman has the right under Canada's Liberal-assisted suicide law to take her own life. Her father is fighting to keep her alive, and a judge has given him 30 days to conduct an appeal, but so far every lower court has ruled against him. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An explicit requirement that Iowa state, county, and local decision-making bodies be made up of exactly the same number of men and women has been repealed. Christian organizations such as the Iowa Family Leader have been urging lawmakers to end that requirement. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, who signed the repeal, says the focus for boards and commissions should be on appointing the most qualified people regardless of gender. This is SRN News. NASA investigating a UFO, but it's not the kind of UFO we're used to hearing about.
This UFO is an unidentified falling object. It's a nearly 2-pound cylindrical-shaped object. It crashed through the roof of a home in Naples, Florida last month. No one was hurt. The object is now at the Kennedy Space Center being analyzed. There is speculation it could have come from the International Space Station, although space debris usually burns up while re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. Rich Thomason reporting.
Six inmates who sued New York's Correction Department over its decision to lock down prisons during next Monday's total solar eclipse will get to watch the celestial event after all. Lawyers for the six men incarcerated at the Woodbourne Correctional Facility in upstate New York said they've reached a settlement with the state that will allow the men to view the solar eclipse in accordance with their religious beliefs. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.